The institute wanted to find African agricultural initiatives that would allow millions of people to feed themselves while being environmentally friendly at the same time. Lead researcher Danielle Nierenberg was excited about the project, but given the poor general state of agriculture in Africa, she wasn't very optimistic.
I expected to be very depressed and not see a lot of hope.
But after visiting more than 300 projects in countries as diverse as Niger, Rwanda, Madagascar, and Angola, Nierenberg says Africa surprised her.
There is so much self-reliance on this continent, and the people we met with have so much hope for themselves and their communities and their countries. And I've come away with a whole different view of the African continent.
She emphasizes, though, that she and her team did not close their eyes to the dark side of Africa, as she put it.
We saw a lot of bad stuff. We saw, the same things that you see on the news every night, kids with bloated bellies. We saw lots of hungry people, and we saw lots of people waiting in line to get food aid.
But Nierenberg persevered on her quest to show a different side to African food production.
We really wanted to highlight the less sexy silver bullet technologies and show the smaller scale but easily replicated innovations that can help alleviate hunger and poverty. And so
she says the world could learn from African urban farmers. They're growing food for the continent's cities. These city farmers harvest crops between shacks and alongside roads. They grow food in old tires, for example. Nierenberg says their initiative could in the future save many people from hunger.
By 2020, some 40 million Africans will depend entirely on food grown in cities to meet their food requirements.
Africans have also developed innovative ways to preserve food and to prevent food wastage, both crucial issues in a world suffering increasing food shortages.
20 to 50% of the global harvest is wasted before it ever reaches people's bellies. And so, given all the attention that goes into improving yields, the same sort of attention needs to be focused on preserving food.
In Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, poor dairy farmers have formed cooperatives. This allows them to pool their money to buy fridges and pasteurization facilities, which they share. In that way, they save many liters of milk that would otherwise go bad. Nierenberg says she's met some wonderful people on her journey. She describes one particular farmer in Ethiopia as a true character.
His name is Cass Malete Abreha, and he describes himself as a farmer priest.
Abreha was farming in a very dry area. He couldn't give enough water to his crops, so they were failing. Then, says Nierenberg, Abreha developed a simple wooden foot pump. His friends and family laughed at him when he said he was going to use the primitive implement to extract water from under the desert.
All of his neighbors thought he was crazy. His wife left him. She's like, there's no way you're going to get water on this farm. And he was able to.
Nierenberg says with the help of this rudimentary pump, Abreha's farm started thriving. He's been able to build a better house and send his children to school.
And now he's become an example of innovation and success in his community, teaching other farmers both water lifting technologies for their own farms as well as erosion control techniques.
Nierenberg wants the world's donors to notice African innovations such as Abreha's. She wants them to fund such success stories.
There's a lot going on, and it just needs more attention and more investment and ultimately more research to make sure that those innovations flourish.
Soon, Nierenberg will turn a big spotlight on the positive developments in food production in Africa. She'll brief African policymakers and members of the United States Congress and British Parliament on her findings. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.